welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Squeaky chair, day 64. Why am I minded of the Beatles when I'm 64?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Hello, Jonathan! I believe we have good news. So I've heard from Mike. It's going to be a good day today, isn't it, Jonathan? Excellent news all round, actually. So is your toy actually on the way?
Why is that? Excellent news all round. Why? Because I've got sweatpants.
Oh, yes, Mike's got new pants.
I've got new sweatpants that fit.
Oh, my. Might not speak too much. It's been a day and a half. Got loads of work still to do. Dinner to push on, but I'm with you. Excellent, Jonathan. And Kim's fixing dinner, but listening. Excellent. Jonathan, your problem. Is your problem sorted out?
I need a day and a half.
For what?
To get everything done.
It's on its way from China. Actually, China have probably got less less COVID than we have. No, your other problem, Jonathan, your audio problem. I've only managed to see odd notifications coming in. You'd got as far as, was it the I Show You Audio thingy? Have you managed to create the loopback device without loopback? Let me know the answer to that one. It's been a good day here, hasn't it? Quite peaceful, apart from the window cleaners.
I missed all that.
Oh, lucky you. I heard a guy shouting.
Actually, come to think of it now, I did hear some shouting. But the window's open out there, which is where I heard it.
Yes, it was two guys shouting at each other.
I thought it was you cursing and swearing. No,
it was a bloke
here
effing and blinding over something. So I thought, what is that noise? So I got up and I looked out the window. Thankfully, we have shears. I glanced out the window and I thought, what is he doing? And it was a bloke who was about 60. He was pulling his pants down and lifting his shirt up. What he was actually trying to do was put on some kind of, you know, like a thing that a carpenter would have around their waist, a tool belt. He was trying to put a tool belt on.
This has got side pockets as well.
It's got lots of pockets, yes. Oh, he likes his new pants.
Yeah.
Sweatpants.
Can I have a tissue, please?
What, to put in the pocket of your sweatpants? Because
yeah,
you've got a pocket?
Yeah.
God almighty. Right, thank Jonathan. You. Yes, I was going to suggest that Zoom would let you share your computer audio. However,
I was going to suggest that.
If you've got the I Show You device set up, which is free, there is a way, because if you do that with Zoom and then a Skype call comes in, then that's shared as well. So any other noise on your computer is shared. You know, when you get bored and you start playing a game and the music goes through that. But if you've got a virtual device, which the I Show You thing will give you, you can on your Mac create a composite device of your microphone and that virtual device and then set the input on Zoom to the second virtual device, which is the composite of the other two, and then you can do whatever you like on your computer and nobody hears it. That's what we do on Saturday nights when we're doing by request. I can be playing a song and someone can ask me for another song. And I can actually play that on my computer and it not be broadcast, which it would be if I was using that kind of option. So there is a way to do that and it's totally free. If that would be interesting, let me know. I went in and I checked how many composite devices I've got and it was like more than an average person would need, Mike. But then we know what I do with my audio and it's very complicated, etc. So Jonathan's been incredibly busy. What have you been up to, Kim? Is it actually late enough in the day to have any kind of idea of how the day's actually going to go? I've had a very busy day, but you should all know what I've been doing. Shouldn't they?
Yes.
We have things scheduled and everything. Do you know what I should do, don't you, Mike?
Just send that one.
I'm just pointing over there.
Thingy.
I'm just pointing over there. With something that I have keyed up for later. I can't resist it, Mike. I'm going to have to do it. But if I do that, then I'm going to have to put headphones on. So it's all complicated. So anyway, Mike, I've barely seen you today. How did your day go?
Fine. We're like ships passing in the night.
We are.
Yeah.
Seeing as though you've decamped next door.
Yeah. Gives you some peace.
Well, that's because you're on web conferences morning, noon and night.
Yes, yeah, so apparently I shout.
You do shout. You do shout. That's probably because they're a bit on the dim-witted side.
Really?
Yes. Are you telling me your colleagues aren't on the dim-witted side?
No.
Aren't they?
Yes, I don't know.
It's all right. They don't listen, Mike. You can be truthful. You can.
Okay, I'm saying nothing.
Anyway, Mike cooked some amazing fish today.
Was it amazing?
It was.
I just thought it was run of the mill.
It was fish and, well, it was salmon, wasn't it?
It was salmon.
Salmon with and capers.
Mixed veg and capers.
The veg was very nice too. Yes. The whole thing was very nice.
Started off with two rounds of toast.
Gluten-free.
And it's going to be finished with something later.
Oh, yes.
What we didn't have last night.
We were too full.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's eating properly that does it. If you eat rubbish, have you noticed how much of it you can eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you eat proper food, you get full. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
How's the world treating you, Paul? We're discussing what we've been up to, which is mischief. Jonathan's had good news, which I'll let him share with you later, but you've probably seen it in Slack. And they're all cooking. They're all cooking. I'm presuming you're not cooking yet, Paul, but you might be. Let me have a look at my clock thing. I did have the clock thing, didn't I, where I can check. There we go. Ohio. Six minutes past two. I'm thinking lunch has possibly been consumed and dinner not ready yet.
Somebody's posted on the Catenians WhatsApp group. Has anyone got an unwanted electric shaver charger lead I could have? I've misplaced mine. And I'm thinking, obviously you can't come in, but I could put it in a little envelope in the crates outside.
Oh, yes, the milk crates are still there, replete with them.
And if he wants it, he's got to take the crates with him.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Who wants it?
Charles.
Oh, right. And you've got one?
I'm sure I have.
Somewhere. Probably can't find it. Hello, Simon. How are you doing?
They have promised three times to take those crates.
I know.
And I've had three apologies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long is this going to go on?
I don't know.
Until
I put it on social media. You don't sue people anymore. You just threaten to put it on social media.
Exactly. The modern milkman can't deliver. Just saying. New tagline.
I like that.
So Paul's good. He started digging the basement for the new home tomorrow. Brilliant. Brilliant. And a late lunch of Taco Bell. We have Taco Bell here now, don't we?
I think we do.
Not too many of them.
Isn't that Mexican?
It's Mexican. I think the nearest is Salford Quays, which is near Manchester United's ground. Or it used to be. I wouldn't like to say whether it's there now.
Somebody's yipping.
Yes. She might want the toilet.
She might.
On the other hand, she could just be pulling your chain. Oh, Simon, could you not find anything better than re-silicon in the bath seal? Ours needs doing, now you come to mention it. Not that I'm letting Mike loose with anything like that. DIY is not Mike's strong point. When I met him, probably about the first 6 months we were together, he got a puncture, had no idea how to change the wheel. I ended up doing it. Then he was working from home one day and all the lights went off and he had no idea how to replace a fuse. That's what I'm for. He ended up calling an electrician out. This was 1992. It cost him £30 for this guy to flick a switch. I have taught him the basics since then, trust me. We're not having that if I'm not in the house, that's for sure. Oh, but the bathroom. The bathroom's not a good job. No, the bathroom's a horrible job. I've got a photograph of my father in the bathroom. On his hands and knees, all the carpeting and lino stuff ripped up, all the flooring out of the way. Chicken's on the move. It was Christmas Eve and we had this almighty leak. Mum and Dad had gone out. Mike had gone out, last minute shopping. And I'm here on my own thinking, what's that dripping sound? I get to the kitchen to find Niagara Falls coming from the ceiling. So then I had to go and try turning the mains tap off. The mains tap was stuck. So Mum and Dad came back early, actually. They'd had a set to. He'd taken a wrong turn and it didn't end well. So I opened the door and I said, thank God you're back. Mum went, what? She walked into the kitchen and there was just water and pans everywhere. And I was emptying the pans like every 2 minutes. So Dad was on the floor on his hands and knees with a saw in his hand, sawing a floorboard in half so he could get to where this thing was leaking. That was how he spent Christmas Eve. Poor guy. So Pam doesn't let you do much either. It's possibly safest.
Join the club, Paul.
I've already told them about your excitement with couldn't change a wheel and couldn't change your views.
Mm.
Mm. But you have been apprised of a little bit more since, haven't you?
I have got other qualities.
You do have very, very many other qualities,
honestly.
When
I find them, I'll tell you what they are.
I know what they are. You're kind. And you can shop. Mm. Yeah. And
you
cook.
Can shop now.
I can, yeah, as long as it's remotely. I still don't like the going into shops thing.
No, people, I don't really.
People just annoy me. Have you noticed how people dawdle when they're shopping?
Oh,
like it's some kind of enjoyable thing.
Yeah.
Oh, let me just compare these 17 toilet rolls.
Come on.
That's exactly what I'm like. Get out my way, just let me pick up what I need. Oh, and at the checkout when they're all lining stuff up. Religiously.
Or they're yakking to the checkout assistants.
Or the checkout assistants, worse, are yakking to each other.
Yeah.
And the worst thing the checkout assistants do is say, you like your peas, don't you? When you buy two tins.
It was more than two.
It wasn't my fault. They weren't for me. They were for my mother. Do not question what I'm buying. I just think that's so rude.
It is.
It's like they're judging you on what you walk out the store with.
They like your iPads, don't you?
Now, you see, that never happens in the Apple store. It's like, oh, you'd like another one? Excellent. Hey, yes. See, there you go.
They see pound signs in front.
Yeah. But they never turn you down like that. Exact change people drive me nuts. That's a good point. Hey, I tell you what, though, Paul, there aren't many people paying with cash full stop now. Not over here, there isn't. Some places aren't taking cash. And then there's your mother washing it. Bless her. And what gets me with that, Paul, is if they understand what they're doing, they'll like hand a pound over and it'd be something like, you know, 95 pence. And then it's like, and I'll give you the five. And the checkout assistant doesn't understand. They've not got a clue what's going on. I saw that at the church. We've got a bit of it's a shop. It's a stall, basically, at the back of the church. And it's manned by volunteers. And you go in to buy a card and it'll be something stupid like 56 pence and you'll have four of them and they're stood there and they can't calculate it. And you're thinking, why don't you just up it to 60p? It'll be easier. And they literally get a piece of paper out and start calculating it. And I'm like, really? It's £2.24. Can we get on with it? And then they look at me like, oh, is it? And then go back to the piece of paper to try and add it up. Don't drive me round. Oh, Simon, I'm liking that. When you buy unfortunate combinations like X-Lax and a mop. I don't like comments full stop. That's my thing. I just don't like comments full stop. Right,
Kim,
so
don't get crumbs in your keyboard.
No crumbs in your keyboard, no.
And if you do, turn it upside down and shake it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jonathan said his first meeting of the day went excellent and then it went all downhill. Oh, no. Issues with SSO developments and customers who are insane.
Oh, we know customers who are insane.
Customers are all insane, Jonathan. Yeah. That's the problem with them.
Yeah, we've had a few over the years, haven't we?
Oh, you're not kidding. Oh, the stories we could tell. So Paul's talking about older ladies that spend 5 minutes looking for a penny or two. Yeah, we've got that as well. Oh. But at the moment...
I love it how Paul says penny.
Wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Because we don't say cent.
We don't.
No.
We don't. So Kim's got her dinner cooked and she's eating at the laptop.
But she's not taking it into
no,
the
don't
shower.
Take it in the shower. I don't think an apple one would survive the shower. Mine did, but I don't think an apple one would. And of course, you don't want it over the keyboard of the laptop because I can tell you now the laptop definitely wouldn't survive. Definitely wouldn't.
And if it's pasta sauce, I wouldn't have that near my keyboard.
No. No, not a white keyboard. Although having said that, I nearly had a major keyboard incident on Saturday. Mike, as you know, brought me in a cake. a little gluten-free bun thing on a plate, and there was a candle in it, and I let the candle burn a bit so it got near the cake, and then I thought I better blow it out before it burns the cake. So as I blew it out, because it had been burning so long, the wick was quite long, I blew it out and the candle went out, no problem, and then this piece of hot ash floated and landed on my keyboard. I'm trying to get it off the keyboard while I'm trying to play two songs on the radio. Luckily, no damage, it's fine. I nearly had the desk on fire, actually, because there was a thing at the back that said happy birthday and it was really big and top heavy. So as I kind of moved the plate, the thing was falling over. Anyway, everything survived. It was all fine.
That sounds nice.
What do we got now?
Kale, bacon and tomatoes with noodles and veg.
Ooh, I'm quite liking the sound of that. Mm.
Do we have soba noodles?
I don't know. Look them up. Look them up. So dinner's all on. What's Dr. Jonathan have? Mackie's on a plane. Should have arrived. I told you it would be a good day, Jonathan, and I told you it would be earlier. I said it would arrive my birthday week, and I was spot on. This is going to be exciting. You do realise what that means, though, don't you, Jonathan? You will have to be alert on Friday. There will be no opportunity whatsoever for a nap. If you napped, you might miss it. I'm predicting a great victory for me. Unless, of course, Jonathan's as high as a kite, enjoying himself with his new toy and doesn't want to sleep. We shall have to see how Friday goes, Jonathan. Good morning, Paul. How are you? We're already talking about how people's days are going. Jonathan's not had the best of days. Here's hoping your day is fantastic. Yeah, when are we going to get the unboxing, Jonathan? We could try for a live unboxing, couldn't we?
Yeah.
That might be tricky, though. Shall we open a book and predict what time it will arrive? Who's it coming with, Jonathan? Is it UPS? Who are the others? Citylink or DPD? DPD are fantastic. With DPD, you could have a nap, because they actually tell you when it's going to arrive, and they are always spot on. Shall I share something, Mike, just because I can?
Go on.
Let's see who's awake and who checks this link out. He's already done the cover art. That's brilliant. Right, who's awake and alert at their keyboard? Oh, another reason I'm a bit cranky. Oh, the bedroom backs onto the lift shaft and the lift needs oil. Oh, Jonathan, that's not good.
You need to move your bed to the other side of the room.
Like Lola. Yeah. Lola drags her bed all over the place.
Yeah, we'll bring Lola around and she can drag your bed across the room.
No sleep since Friday. I bet dogs aren't allowed. Oh, no, dogs might be allowed. Jonathan, are dogs allowed? Are you allowed to have a dog? We need to know things like that. See, your mother's not allowed dogs.
No.
No, and she's not met Lola yet, has she?
No.
She's not really a dog person. Ah, UPS. You can track it with UPS. What's needed, Jonathan? It sounds in the whole flat. It causes vibration. This is not good. So the earth moved for you, though. What might help noise-wise is a pair of those headphones. Let me find the link. Wasn't it Tracy that mentioned them originally?
I think it was.
Let me go have a look. They're fabulous. They are amazing. Sometimes they're on sale. They are headphones. They're sleep headphones. And I thought, yeah, right. But they are amazingly good. The sound is brilliant. You actually push the things into your ears. But they're weighted on the side, so it goes around the back of your neck like a running pair of headphones, and I thought they won't stay in, but they do. They block out, I would say, 99% of the noise. I was wearing them last night, and what I do is I have my iPhone next to me and I leave it playing what's that thing called, the one with the noise, is it Dark Noise? Oh, everything is plugged in over here. Let's have a look. Dark Noise. So I have Dark Noise on and I use Heavy Rain and I don't hear a thing. So I'll get these. As long as you get permission, and it's not to be unreasonably withheld. So I guess it depends on the size of the dog. Hello, Jane. Hello. How are your lovely, lovely dogs? Right, those are the headphones that I was talking about. They really do isolate the sound. I don't hear anything outside. So when the idiots are doing whatever they were doing today, I do not have a word that is bad enough to express what they were doing, unclothing themselves. I wouldn't hear a thing. So they are excellent. Oh, good. The dogs are great. Lola's good. Lola's good. She was asleep until we started saying, oh, doesn't she look cute? And then she moved. We're still at the stage of taking photos when she's asleep because she looks cute. I don't think we're ever going to stop that, are we? She looks cute all the time. Yes. But she has found a spot that I've got that I haven't got covered with a camera. Little minx. She knows, you know. Because when I move the camera, she then moves. Yes, I'm going to have to work on that. I am. Anyway, right. Let's get this second link and see who can go and see this link first. So the lift will either be fixed by tomorrow or an accident will happen with it. Takes it out of action. Would it be, how many flights of stairs would you get on your Apple Watch if you had to walk? That's probably a good idea right now. I used to do that at college, you know. Mm. Mind you, we didn't actually have a lift at my other college, which was bad because my best buddy at college was in a wheelchair. And he had to crawl up the stairs while somebody carried his wheelchair because we did not have a lift. That is bad. And it was 8 flights of stairs. It wasn't good. 2 lots of 13. Jonathan, whoa, that your Apple Watch would go crazy. Your Apple Watch would love you. That's a lot of steps. I'm thinking of you at the flat, Mike. Mike had 1 flight of stairs and there were so many times he nearly crippled himself for life. Do you remember when you moved in and the electrics weren't wired correctly?
Mm.
So what he'd do was, you know, obviously what you were supposed to do was turn the light on downstairs and then go walk up the stairs and turn it off from up there and vice versa. So if you were going out, turn it on from upstairs, get downstairs, turn it off on the way out. Mike's didn't work like that. The idiots who'd had the flat before had put on some brass switches, and when they put when they'd taken the plastic ones off and put these brass switches on, 1, they didn't earth them, and 2, they cross-wired them. So Mike would go and turn the light off upstairs, go out. Then when he came back in, instead of turning, what he would have to have done is turned it on downstairs, walked upstairs, turned the upstairs one on, then walked back down, turned that one off, and then walked back up. So he decided, no harm, just turning it off. Until he came back in the middle of the night, got halfway up the stairs, and what happened?
Tripped over the cat.
Now, tripping over the cat, yeah, that's fairly predictable, isn't it? Only he didn't have a cat. So he had no idea how next door's cat was in the flat when he got back. When I met him, I said, these lights don't work properly. I said, this is what's supposed to happen. And he said, I thought that. I said, give me a screwdriver. And then 5 minutes later, they were fixed, weren't they? Yeah. So the incident with the cat never happened again. Would you want somebody watching you sleep? Do you know there are channels like that on YouTube? In lockdown, I've been doing lots of research on YouTube, and there are actually channels where basically they run it like 10 to 12 hours a day and you just watch somebody do something. There's one where you watch them sleep, kinky or what. And another one that's a big thing is watching people study. And you know, you think, no, there's no way. And then you start watching it for 5 minutes and you are actually calm and you feel like, oh, I could actually do something now quite peacefully. It's bizarre, but it works. Trust me. How did the cat get into the flat? I need the rest of the story. Next door's cat was a rescue cat, wasn't he? Called Oscar.
He was.
Oh, he had attitude. He didn't like anybody. He wouldn't let anybody touch him. He'd clearly been badly abused as a kitten. But he would come in and he'd like wander around the flat. So what must have happened was he must have wandered in as Mike was bringing things in from the car and stuff and settled somewhere. And then while Mike was out, obviously at the pub, So you were half cut when you got back as well. He'd settled halfway down the stairs because he couldn't actually get out. There wasn't a cat flap because it wasn't Mike's cat. But the thing was that surprised me, when Mike arrived, instead of shooting out the front door, he didn't. He just was perched on the stairs. You must have been scared witless as you fell over him. Don't know what would have been worse, you or the cat. So that was how the cat got in. He must have got in the front door, but he must have hidden himself. He used to like to go under the bed. He loved being under the bed. Oh, he was such a good cat. He was the kind of cat I would have liked, a cat with attitude. Every pet we've ever had has had great attitude. As I said earlier about Lola, as she was in the garden barking. And she dragged Chicken out, didn't she? She's dragged Fox in and Chicken out. But she's just got Chicken back in. Chicken is her favourite at the moment. Body painting on YouTube. Paul, I've missed that one. How have I missed that one? Oh, wow. So Jonathan reckons he could sell tickets to people watching him work. I'm like that with the language, Jonathan. And the thing is, I don't actually deal with people that often. Not talking to them. But my bad language is when the computer doesn't work right. The other night when I was doing the show, the By Request show, Vivaldi was running slowly. And we had a calamity actually, didn't we, Mike? We'll share this with you, because this wasn't a Marooned. This was By Request on Saturday night on Brooklands. So we're sitting there it was Eurovision night. And we've got a lot of people sending in requests. And I particularly wanted to play a lot of the requests that Ellen had sent in. Now, Ellen is Stuart's wife, and she's in every week with Stuart. She was a lady that I mentioned who'd had a stroke a few years ago. So she only has the use of one arm. That wasn't the stroke. The hospital dropped her. Don't ask. When she was in there, for the 6 months she was in there, they dropped her, and it dislocated her shoulder. And now she can't use that arm because they didn't bother putting it back. Like I'm saying, don't go there. I would have ripped them a new one. So she's only got the use of one hand. So she has to hold the iPad and type on it. I don't know how she manages it. So when she takes the time to send in a long email with all the songs in, I want to play as many as possible. So I'm looking for Perfect by Fairground Attraction. But the thing was, I said to Mike, that wasn't the song they won Eurovision with. It was Love Shine a Light. So Mike and I are having a debate about this while there is a song playing. How far wrong could we go? So I typed in Perfect into my search engine, to the system that we use. So I typed in Perfect and it came up and it said Nothing Found. And I'm like, what? Because even if they didn't have Fairground Attraction Perfect, there are a million songs with the word Perfect in. So I said to Mike, the search isn't working. And he said, don't be ridiculous. So he gets the system up on his side. He types something in. He said, the search isn't working. I said, I've only got 40 seconds on this song. What am I going to do? So I thought, hang on. I know what I'll do. So I goes to YouTube. Well, this gets funnier by the minute. I goes to YouTube and obviously I find Perfect by Fairground Attraction. But I also find Love Shine a Light, which was the one I was looking for. So I said, right, it's fine. I'll play it from YouTube. No problem. So I keys up Vivaldi in Audio Hijack so I can broadcast from it. No problem at all. It comes to the end. We go into a bit of a chat between the songs as we usually do. And Kim, you were there, so you will have heard this. So I said, and now we'll play, you know, Love Shine a Light. This is for Ellen from Fairground Attraction. And I press play. And it starts to play. So I then put us on mute. At which point we say, you know, like 2 seconds into the song, right, let's see what we can do with this search. Because we're thinking to each other, what do you do? How on earth do you key up the next song if when you search for it, nothing comes back? So Mike's in a rare old state trying to try it. And I said, well, we'll just run it from YouTube. Oh, well, if you're all right with that. I said, well, yes, but you could play a video from YouTube and you might find halfway through it's something else, so it's a bit risky. Luckily, I have a premium account. Now, with a premium account on YouTube, it basically means two things as far as I'm concerned, although there are more benefits. One of the things that doesn't bother me in the slightest is that you get YouTube originals, but they're for millennials that are like half the age Jonathan is. seriously, they are like cartoon things. So I never watch any of those. But the other two features are, one, you don't get any ads in the videos. And the second one that does bother me is that you get access to YouTube Music. So that was perfect. I thought, it's fine. I've got access to YouTube Music. I'll do it that way. So for about four or five songs, that was what we had to do. Then all of a sudden, the search came back on the other side. So that was fine. We went back to that again. It was only literally the next morning. I like opened my eyes in horror in bed and thought, oh my, only those weren't the words. It only struck me at that moment that on YouTube, but for the fact that I have a premium account, you would get adverts in the middle of the songs. Could you imagine? Can you imagine if I wasn't logged in? If I thought, oh, it doesn't matter, you don't need to log in. When I'm not logged into YouTube on another browser, an advert will come up and I'll be like, what's that? Oh yes, YouTube's ad supported, isn't it? I've totally forgotten. I think I've had a premium account for 2 years. I do watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. I never understood people who were like, YouTube's like a TV channel, because I'm like, no, you search YouTube when you're trying to find a solution to something. It isn't something that you would just sit down and watch like video 1, 2, 3, 4. You would watch something as and when it was relevant for you, surely. That was my thoughts. But actually, there's a lot of channels on there that are really good. So I actually watch more YouTube than TV, because one, I haven't got a TV, and two, it's garbage. I actually did look, you know, tonight at what was on the TV. Mm. On the basis that if there was something decent on, there'd be less traffic. And maybe I could record something. After I'd been through 9 channels, absolute garbage. In fact, some of the stuff, I had to look at what on earth it was. Like that naked thing, Jonathan, that you admitted to seeing. What was that? Is the Naked Truth? The one where the contestants are absolutely stark naked. I thought I'd stumbled across a porn channel. It was that bad. But no, apparently that's what millennials watch. I don't think Jonathan is a proper millennial, you know. You don't watch rubbish like that, do you, Jonathan? Tell me you don't. I cannot understand that. I am clearly way too old, way too old. So, yes, we had a bit of a panic on Saturday night, a bit of a wobble. But thankfully, I was actually logged into YouTube. Otherwise, we might have gone for an advert for cornflakes or something and then wondered what was going on. We have somebody who's with us every week called Carolyn. And she said, you two have such fun. When all this is over, I want to come down and I want to be a studio guest on a Saturday night. And somebody also asked the week before, didn't they? What do you do between the songs? As I was sat here with a fork and a cake. Oh, we have great fun. And then there's Lola yipping. Oh, she's good though, normally, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah, she only wants to go out maybe once. Oh, Naked and Afraid Survivor. Survivor, but they start with nothing at all. Oh my. Paul, that sounds worse than this. This was some kind of dating thing, I think. But I turned on and there was the host of the programme and she had this naked guy next to her. And I'm thinking, that guy's naked. And then as the camera pulled back, there were like 4 naked ladies and they were stood on like a stage, and I mean totally naked. And I'm like, what is this? And then I realised what it was. He basically picked them to go on a date with, clothed, actually, because I did see a bit of that. And the idea is that you've already seen each other naked. And I'm like, how old am I? I feel like 309.
Oh, thank you, Kim.
Oh, what's going on now?
Kim singing. Oh,
you do such a good job. It reminds me of radio when I was a little girl. We have great fun. We do have great fun. In fact, I got another behind the scenes from that. Were you there, Kim, for the first one, the very first one, 28th of March? It was the party. I think you were. I just don't think you were in the chat. We had a different chat and it was the end of year party. Do they blur the naughty bits? No, Paul, you actually get close-ups and I'm not joking. You do. Would you like me to record one for you so you can share it with Mrs. Paul? It's one of those programmes that literally your mouth will drop open and you'll just think, I'm not actually seeing this. I'm not seeing this. And then you realise you are. And what's more, they're broadcasting it. And they must be getting enough viewers because this is like the fourth or fifth series. they blur nothing out. And what's worse than actually seeing people naked and close-ups of people naked is the way that they have, that the woman who's presenting it, who is clothed at all times, incidentally, she will say, so what do you think of how her bum looks? Or what do you think of this? And they start describing it. It's horrific. I don't know how it actually gets broadcast. And I'm reminded, this one is a bit young for you, Jonathan, but I'm reminded of Mary Whitehouse. Do you remember her?
I do.
And at the time...
I was going to say walkies, but that's Barbara Woodhouse.
Wrong one.
Yeah.
No, Mary Whitehouse was like, what would you say? A decency campaigner. Now, at the time, the stuff she was complaining about was nothing like as bad as this. But she was quite right that, you know, left alone, it would be. And that's exactly what's happened. Oh, well, you all went to bed. Yes. You had to go before we were done. Yes. Well, that night, what went on that night, Mike? Oh, we tested the system and thought, yep, this is fine. We're fine with this. We will take requests on the night, and we'd set up a system and said, that'll do. So when a request comes in, put it on there, it'll be fine. 15 minutes in, my desk was covered with post-it notes. And I said to Mike, that system's not going to work. So I cleared my desk off and I got a huge pad of post-it notes out, all colour-coded and about 9 pens. I said, I'll do it with this. Mike just sat back and watched. And we ran that entire show, which was 7.5 hours of back-to-back music, with post-it notes on a desk. I am good with post-it notes, but I do like... My post-it notes, to me, are like a very primitive trial run of something. It's the prototype. And if that works, then I'll move it into Notion, which we did eventually do. But, you know, for that one, and after 15 minutes, I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this for 6 hours. As the post-it notes flew. But we put a system in place as we went, and it worked. And, of course, we're still doing it now. And we have started doing, because 8 o'clock, we're not going any earlier than 8 o'clock. We could do, but then we can't do Marooned, and we can't be in two places at once live. But we can be in two places at once semi-live. So we're actually live on Marooned. But what I've done is I've started to put together an hour of music that goes on Brooklands between 7 and 8. So last week it was the music of the movies. And the week before, it was a VE Day special. So that was the first time. I'd said to Mike for a while we could do that. But because it was VE Day, there was lots of things on the Friday and nothing on the Saturday. So I said, I'll do it Saturday afternoon and then we'll play it at 7 o'clock. And that's how we know how long we've got. And we can do the countdown at the end of Marooned. And then I push a button and then I'm broadcasting on both, because we're playing out this pre-recorded programme. So this week it was the music of the movies, but I made like a bit of a quiz in it, and I said, some of the songs are linked. What's the link? And the other thing was, all of the songs have a link. What's that link? So that's why Kath was putting in the chat at about 7:45. We hadn't even started on the live show. She was listening to the pre-recorded ones and answering the questions. So this week I'm going to do that again. We've come up with... It needs a theme, basically. It's a themed music show between 7 and 8. So we've come up with a few themes. I might let Mike choose the last theme. I don't know. We quite like the Carpenters, and everybody else likes the Carpenters, so we can do a Carpenters one. I said U2, but Mike said that was too niche. But that's because he doesn't like The Fly. It was a big bone of contention when we met. The latest U2 album had this track on it, and they released it as a single called The Fly. Mike absolutely loathed it. He hates that song with a passion. So he's not exactly a U2 fan. I, however, am. So I'm thinking the early stuff, the really poppy stuff, like Pride and New Year's Day, Two Hearts and that kind of thing. But this week's classic, this week's absolute classic, and I don't know if you saw it, Kim, it was in the chat on the website, not the WhatsApp chat. The priest put a request in for a song, and he said, Clannad and Bono, and then the song was called Something Like This or something like that. Like, I can't remember the name of the song. And I'm like, that wasn't Clannad and Bono. Clannad and Bono's was called In a Lifetime. So I do find the song that he's mentioned And it was Clannad and, is it Brian? Who was Hornsby in the range? It was that fella. Is it Brian Hornsby? Anyway, I thought, well, does he want Clannad and Bono, which is in a lifetime, or does he want that song? So I asked, didn't get a reply. So I thought, it's more likely he'd remember the song and probably in his head get confused with it being Hornsby or Bono. So I played that one. So I'm playing the song, and as I'm playing the song, you will have heard this bit, Kim. I'm saying, who's that?
I don't know.
We've not got a delivery, have we?
No, it's across the road.
He's not come to collect the milk crates, has he?
No, it's Iceland.
He doesn't want some milk bottles, does he?
He nearly tripped over his crate then.
We've got four in our front garden he could play with. Just saying. Anyway, we played this song and it reminded me of a concert I'd been to, which was the Clannad concert. I think it was the late 80s. I was trying desperately afterwards to work out when it was. I think it was the very late 80s. It was, the album they'd got out was called Macalla, and that came out in about 85. So it was somewhere between 86 and 89, I think. So when we came out of the song, I said that I'd seen them in concert. And the funniest bit that I remember, I don't drink coffee, can't abide the smell of coffee. Don't put coffee anywhere near me. You know, if it's in the building, I can smell it. And I loathe it. It would make me literally heave.
Shall I wear this?
No, you better not. It's somebody else's meeting. Mike's going into a meeting, so he's got brand new sweatpants on. But on the top half, he's all suited and booted.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
I best go early in case there's traffic.
Good luck with it. There's an Iceland van outside. Yeah. Anyway, I started telling the story
Can
of this.
Can they use the machine?
As opposed to what? What's wrong with it?
Well, I didn't know if you were using it.
I don't think so.
Otherwise, I'll take my iPad.
No, it's fine.
I get the full iOS experience.
Oh, that won't help you, will it? I think I turned it back.
Okay.
You just need to open up the right thing in Audio Hijack, which you didn't do. And now I've got 9 recordings that say they're me, but they're not, they're you.
No,
which is a nasty shock when I come to listen to them. It's in... Why isn't it not connecting? Oh, hang on. I've been signed out of Zoom because it's in use on another machine, which is fine because that's what you would want. Right. I've plugged the headphones back in. Right. All you need to do is it... Which one are you using? Brooklyn Circle meeting?
Yeah.
Only it's not. Fun. Well, use that one and you're good to go.
Right,
so bye-bye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
He's going into his meeting.
Have fun.
We will.
Without me.
So this thing about the coffee. So I'm there really early and I'm talking at 10 o'clock in the morning. I was not missing the band arriving because it was at the Davenport Theatre, which is very, very... rural. It's nothing like one of these big arenas. It was tiny. And I knew where the stage door was, and I knew the band would have to go through there, and I knew I would get my album signed as long as I was there early enough. Oh boy, was I there early enough. And there was this guy at the stage door hand. He was of an age where he was very interested in a girl who was probably about 18 or 19. Let's say that. And invited me in for a coffee. So I didn't want to say, no, can I have a tea? In case he didn't have any. And I wanted to be there for the band to sign my album. So I took one mouthful of coffee, poured the rest into a potted plant. I don't know if the potted plant lived to tell the tale. It was a huge, the cheese plants with the big shiny leaves. I literally poured the rest of it in there and he said, oh, you've drunk that quick. Do you want another? I said, no, that was fine. This poor potted plant. But it did mean I got to stay there. I got my album signed and I got to go in early and watch the rehearsal and the sound check. So I was in my element. What happened after I'd played the song and then told the story was the priest came back and said, OMG, which is great from the priest. I was at that concert like, what? But I'd got the best seat in the house. I was on the front row. I bought the ticket really early and I'd got a camera, which I'd bought with some money I got from the insurance. So it was a great camera considering the year. And I had it honed that I could put a 1600 ISO film in it and I didn't need to use the flash and I got some great shots. And I have a whole roll of probably about 36 images that I took on the night of that concert and they're really, really good. So I said to him afterwards, I'll have to dig those pictures out, because he hasn't got, you know, no memory of it other than he was there. No pictures, no audio, nothing. So I said I'd have to share the things. Who knew? I could have bumped into him. He could have been sat next to me for all I know. Scary beans. Turns out we like all the same kinds of music. Oh, dear. Anyway, Jonathan, did you ever answer the question about the audio? Which was, you've got it working by sharing your system audio. But I was talking to you about, let me get in and see if you do. Oh, just tell me again, because otherwise I have to scroll the chat and we'll be here all day. You can create an aggregated audio feed, which would exclude other things. So let me know if that would be useful. I can show you how to do that. Anyway, who checked that out? Who checked out the link that I put in? The last link. Hello, Anthony. Good to have you with us. I'll put it on a post-it note, Paul, to record a bit of that program for you. Send it over. I need to find that program. Jonathan, you remember what it's called. Is it The Naked Truth? Or was it something else? Was I just too stunned to notice what it was actually called? So let me know about that as well. Right, I'm scrolling. Where did I put that link in? I put the Amazon link in. Those were the headphones. Did I put the other link in? Oh, I thought I had. Oh, let me put that link in again. Special exclusive. So who was the nearest to today's date for the next MacBytes? Just saying. Oh, Jane, did you get the code? Jonathan didn't, but Kim did. You're not too sure. OK, I could do a demo of it if you like. Let's say that. Right, there we go. There's the link. He's definitely gone in this time. The last link was for the headphones. There's another link. Oh, yeah, that's an oh, yes. Excellent. Right. OK, I'll put that on a post-it note as well. Then that'll get sorted. It's what loopback actually does. You can do without loopback. The caveat on that is that loopback does two things. The thing you think it does is that it makes this composite audio, which it can. But the other thing it can do is just make a virtual audio device. What sets that apart from things like I Show You audio thing is instead of just doing one. Now, Soundflower did two. The I Show You thing does one. Loopback lets you create as many as you like. Either individual audio, virtual audio devices, or composite. And it's the composite that you're after. If you've got the one, the I Show You one, and your microphone, then you can make a composite of it without loopback. You can do it, and you can do it for free. It's just knowing how you do it. It's not in the slightest bit obvious how you do it. It's been the same way since you bought the Mac. They've never, ever improved it. Oh, you love the cover art. Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know what we're going to do, don't you? Which is going to upset Jonathan, if Mummy Isaacs wants to talk to him. World premiere, 8 o'clock, right here. So 12 minutes from now, you get the first listen. Other than that, it'll be published at 9 o'clock tonight. Everything's all automated, apart from the bit that I have to do where I have to push a button. But the post is written for the blog. The feed is sorted, two of them, and tested. What else needs to be done? I had to do two things. Mike set up the email, that's scheduled to go, and the social is scheduled to go. But only at 9 o'clock. But you guys are special. So you get here at 8 o'clock. Whee! Your brother's scheduled a call. Do the family not understand, Jonathan? Well, it's only an hour and at least you know when it's coming. So you can soothe yourself after a bad day. You could nod off to it, Jonathan. Shall I tell you how long it is? Would that be good as well? Let me get Feeder up and tell you exactly how long it is too. There it is. Ooh, I'm looking at it and all of the contents. Right, let's open that up. It is 1 hour, 28 minutes and 40 seconds. So really, the only bit you've not actually heard so far is the actual show. You know what it's called, you know when it's on, you know when it'll be in your feed. Quite exciting, this, isn't it? It certainly draws out the publishing of it, I'll tell you. 127 could be published for Friday, could be the first podcast played on my new MacBook Pro. There's nothing like eternal optimism, Jonathan. How likely do you think that is? Just saying. Shall I tell you what the email says as well? The email makes mention. There you go. Let's have a look at the email. Email generator. Right. The email. That's the one. Two MacBite shows in the same month of the same year. So it actually acknowledges that. Now, if there was another one by Thursday or Friday, that would be three in a month. Now, come on, Jonathan. What are the chances? Have you noticed, Jonathan? You say a lot when a MacBites comes out that you need cheering up. It's as if I know, isn't it? It's as if we know when you need an injection of humour. Yes, there's humour in it as well. And don't forget the last couple of minutes. That's probably the best part of any MacBites, when the Siris get chatting. Yet Siri was very quiet today. Just saying. But don't blink or you'll miss him. Well, at least you can curl up in bed with it. And if you start listening at 9, you'll be done by 10:30. Can't say fairer than that. So if it's... Well, are you going to stick with Friday, Jonathan, for 127? Or are you going to have a much more accurate guess? Now, wasn't it Simon said 13th of November? Friday, the 13th of November. Jonathan's best guess was last Monday, which it would have been, but for the hectic weekend we had. So I decided to chill. We could have nearly killed ourselves trying to get it out last week or get it out this week. So are you going to put a date on the next one? Obviously, Friday is when you would like it. What date's Friday? It's the 22nd, isn't it? But, you know, to be honest, in my defence, Jonathan, Friday is after hours. There might be such a thing as too much MacBites. You never know. The 3rd of June, right? And what date's the 3rd of June? That's a Wednesday, isn't it? I'm sure the 31st is a Sunday. 31st of May. Yes, that's a Wednesday, Jonathan. That's interesting. Anybody else want to guess? Kim's going with the same date. We're not deliberately avoiding any dates, by the way. It just happens when it happens, like magic. You know MacBites. Now, did you notice something in that artwork? There's kind of like a little Easter egg in the artwork. Who can spot the little Easter egg as you all rush back to it? Can you see it on that one? Oh, you certainly can. Yes. There's one thing that's a little bit hidden, but the other one's really in your face. And that's to do with the three things. So we always have at the beginning, well, we usually have at the beginning, three things. So in this episode, X, Y, and Z, which is nothing usually to do with the title. Sometimes it is, though. A squirrel. Yes, it's a squirrel. And what's the squirrel got in his hands? That's one of the things we have a chat about. What's he got in his little squirrely paws? You're all zooming in now, aren't you? It's not tricky. It's not tricky. I was spoiled for choice with colouring the squirrel, though. I did think about making him red, but I went for a grey one in the end. 9th of June would be a nice birthday present. OK, I'll put that in. OK. Only 6 minutes now until you get to hear it. Only 6 minutes. Yes, it's the Spotify logo. I'm still waiting for when they said that they announced this thing. It was about a year ago now. And they said that you would be able to remove music. So basically say, never show me that. Right. So if you were to listen to a playlist of like 80s music, you could say, you know, but nothing by Culture Club. Only in my case, The Smiths. Nothing by The Smiths. Please, nothing by The Smiths. And I've waited and waited and waited, and they've never actually rolled that out. I am still waiting to be able to do that. So that was one thing I was annoyed with Spotify. But we've got something else that was grinding my teeth over. It was quite funny, actually, but... 2nd of August. Can't remember your last guess. I will have your last guess, Paul. So we'll compare. Right. Nearest one's the 3rd of June, which is quite weird, isn't it? Mm. But you know what? I won't be doing it tomorrow, will I? Because it's my birthday. That would be a good feature. They've said it's coming. That's the problem. You know, if you announce a feature, I think you can announce it and get some publicity for it, maybe for 2-3 weeks. But once it starts dragging into like 9 months later, it's like, where's that feature? Seriously, what have you done with it? Why did you bother mentioning it if it's going to be that far off? And I certainly can't find it. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. Am I ready for my birthday? I think so. I think so. Oh, good evening, Tracy. Grumpy husband. Oh, not good. Not good. Well, if you've only just joined us, Tracy, I'm going to let you know we have a hard out at 8 o'clock because it's the premiere of MacBytes 126. Jonathan's thrilled. So at 8 o'clock on this very channel, just keep listening and it'll go straight into MacBytes 126. I'm taking guesstimates for when 127 will be out. Thing is, Jonathan, with this everyday business, you could nag me every day. You could, couldn't you? And then I'd get sick of it and then the show would appear. Well, that would be the logic, wouldn't it? Hmm. Ask Mike if that's a good idea. Oh, poor grumpy husband. Is it a serious grump or is he just grumpy? Is he grumpy for a reason or just grumpy? Mike just gets grumpy sometimes. Sometimes it's something I've done, but I usually persuade him I was right. Sometimes that even works. Sometimes Lola's grumpy as well. There's just days when she sits there with a real grumpy face on, and then you squeak a chicken and she just looks at you like, are you insane? But today is not one of those days. Today is, oh, here's a toy, and she's off. When you nag me, I go the opposite way. Exactly, Kim. Jonathan's got to work out whether it's worth the risk of doing that. Because what do we always say? All together now. The next MacBytes will be out when you least expect it. So if you keep nagging, then you're expecting it. And we can't have that, can we? No, no, no. Oh, a serious grump. Oh, no. I shall send positive thoughts your way, Tracy. Decisions. Exactly, Jonathan. Oh, it's a big decision, isn't it? It's a very, very, very big decision to make. It is, Kim. What's he going to do? Well, you've got a few days to think about it and plot and plan your unboxing. Because remember the struggle last time, Jonathan? How do you hold the camera and talk and unbox? Do you have a tripod or a gorilla thing, a gorilla pod? Gorilla pods are quite handy. If you've got the right iPad stand, you can do it with that as well, which was the one. I actually talk about that, but that wasn't the one I talked about. Oh, that's a good thing. I'm going to put that on a post-it note. I've got an iPhone stand, which would work. It would be dual purpose for doing recordings. Jonathan doesn't have a tripod. Jonathan, it's Monday. Amazon could get a tripod to you before Friday. Just a little gorilla poddy thing. That would work. A gorilla pod would work really well because you could attach it to lots of different things and it's not like having a big hulking tripod in the way. Just saying. That way you could do more unboxings. You don't know. Well, that's the point. You can't do it one-handed. So it needs to be propped up somewhere. And a gorilla pod's a good idea. I think a gorilla pod is a great idea. They're not cheap for a proper gorilla pod, but there are alternative makes that are quite cost effective. We'll look at some. I will look at some and I will put it in Slack, Jonathan, because I have got about two of those. One came free with something. And then I got another one, which is really good. So, yeah, I put it, and I've got this other thing, which I'll show you as well, but that was quite expensive. So we'll go for something under £10. Oh, he's got a holiday to use. He could take more Fridays off. Good idea. Now, guess what, guys? 30 seconds to go. Oh, the excitement. It's all keyed up, ready and everything. I hope you enjoy it. So I'm going to do the outro of this show and say good night from me. Good night from Mike, although he isn't actually in the building at the moment. And we'll both see you next time.